Welcome back. Monica Lever joins us today. Monica is a dream interpreter extraordinaire. She's also very intuitive. And today she brings a dream from a young lady. And this recurring dream centers around luggage and a girl's camp and a luggage bag, which is blue. So let's learn what Monica has to share with us today on this episode of Raise Your Vibe and Heal. If you enjoy this content, please consider liking, following, and sharing this episode. And as always, you may find me on YouTube and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Welcome back, Monica. So glad to have you back. So you have another dream to interpret for us today, right?
I do. We received a dream snippet, a little short one that was very interesting. So I'll read it and then we'll go through it symbol by symbol. Okay.
That sounds great. Let's do it.
It'll help the audience as well, because a lot of these is information that you can apply to yourself. Okay. So
fantastic.
Yes. This is a recurring dream that this particular dreamer is having. And this dreamer is dreaming that their luggage disappears. The dreamer finds themselves wandering around a giant house at a girls' camp. And the dreamer is a female, by the way, where she finds each room in this giant house at the girls' camp to be of a different theme. While she's looking at this home, this big house, she feels like she's just looking for her blue luggage bag. Okay, so hopefully that made sense the way I read it. Okay, so recurring dreams. Recurring dreams are very important. Each dream is important, of course.
Please tell us how.
Recurring dream, they keep coming back because there's an answer that you're looking for specifically. Okay, so the recurring dream, they will stop once your answer comes to your consciousness specifically. Okay.
Okay.
The dreamer has lost their luggage. So when you think about luggage, luggage is a temporary container that gathers our essential. So I don't know about you, but like when I travel, I like to take my favorite items. And if I have to be very sparse in packing, then I pack, you know, whatever's totally essential, my favorite stuff that I know I'm going to use, nothing extra. Okay.
Yep.
So and what those essentials signify are your basic beliefs, values, ways of thinking. It's gathering closer to you and making more aware to you what is most important or essential again. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So, but this dreamer's luggage has disappeared. Okay. So what's interesting about that is that they find themselves wandering around a giant house. And when you find yourself wandering, moving in any manner in a dream, it means that you're motivated. So she's motivated to find her luggage, her essential ways of thinking, belief systems, values around a giant house. And a house signifies several things. It can signify your physical being. It can also signify your being as a whole. And depending on what level house you're in, you can depict, and we talked about this already, I think, whether you're in your head or in your heart, or you know, if you're trying to digest something, if you're on the main level, that's kind of like your torso area. If you're in the basement, that signifies the lower half of your body, the lower parts of your body, more of your unconscious or subconscious. So she's at a girls camp. So this giant house is set in a girls camp. Girls, female, feminine energy, receptive, creative, passive, nurturing, soft, again, that receptive energy. So she's evaluating that part of herself, okay, and wanting to receive. She's wanting to gather information. The camp part of this dream, the camp signifies that she's on in a temporary setting, kind of a vacation. You could look at it that way, okay, where you're temporarily perhaps, let's say, trying on new things, okay? Trying on new ideas, new belief systems, new opinions, that sort of thing. So when you look at the setting of a dream, you that really loans itself to the theme of the dream. And in this, it's her, the theme of this dream is travel and temporary versus permanent housing.
Okay.
So I do know that this particular dreamer is a younger adult that's looking to establish themselves, to perhaps find a job or career where they're more satisfied, that sort of thing. And I think also wondering, what do I honestly believe? What do I value? What is it that I really want out of life? And what's important to me? What do I really need to focus on? Okay. And that's what the different themes of each room, because they're different. It's almost like I see her peeking into rooms and looking and saying, oh, that's interesting, but that's not quite my taste. Or then when she wanders to another room, it's like, she'll look in and she'll, you know, oh, I kind of like this in this room, or I like that in this room. So it's kind of like she's gathering information from each room to form her own opinion and her own belief system and her own value system. And at the end, she finds herself just looking for a blue luggage bag. Well, the color blue is very significant because it's a spiritual color. Mm-hmm. It's the color of our throat chakra. This person might be wanting to understand how they can better voice their opinions, express themselves, not only through voice necessarily, but through anything creative. And, you know, how do they want to acknowledge their core beliefs? I think in essence, they're kind of looking for a home for themselves. Where do they feel at home within themselves? If that makes sense.
Does make sense. Yes.
So, and because I haven't had a conversation with this person, I've got a couple of questions. So I would delve a little bit more deeply into what a couple of these dream symbols mean to them more personally. And then we would personalize that a little bit more. But I would then, as I always do, suggest to the dreamer over the next few days, as they listen to what I've said, and as they mull over what this dream could be, oftentimes they'll have kind of an aha moment where it's like, oh, okay, I think this is what this is in relation to, or this is really specifically what it was that I was looking for. And then the dream will stop repeating itself, but it'll hound you. It'll kind of hounds you until you get that understanding. So
that's fantastic that you get all those details from just a short little snippet like that. That is fascinating. It's, oh my gosh, I'm going to pull a card for this person. I'm going to pull it based on the dream, see if there's any additional information. I'm going to pull a card from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle deck. So while I'm shuffling the cards, Monica, what kind of things should people be journaling? So you say, okay, journal. What does that mean? Do they just write out the dream? What is the purpose of the journaling process?
It helps to bring about that self-reflection. It helps to concretize, make more concrete that, you know, what your thought process really is. And oftentimes when you're journaling, and I really like Julia Cameron's method of the artist's way. She talks about how she journals pages. She calls them pages in the mornings. And she just does like this free flow, this kind of, she just writes, and she just writes in order to get stuff out on paper, out of her mind, onto paper. It's a releasing process. And it's also a way for us to self-reflect and think about some of the dream symbols that have come up to our awareness. And oftentimes when you're kind of like in a zone, it's almost like a meditation practice.
Yes.
Right. And so I think that's what's, and it's a creative process, mm-hmm. journal creative process. And if you can do some of that stream of consciousness type of journaling, and maybe just incorporate, you know, oh, this morning, for instance, you know, gosh, last night happened to dream about such and such, and thought that it was curious and not sure what it's all about. But, you know, if you have an inkling, or, you know, more and more of us are experiencing synchronicities. And so over the next several days after we journal, oftentimes that symbol, or there was something that's either repetitive or we're valid or will be validated for us. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why it just helps us to capture that awareness.
Ah, that was really well said. I know journaling has been super helpful in my life. In fact, I did The Artist's Way. I was doing those books 2 years ago. Those have been recommended to me. It was, boy, I want to say in the 8 months prior to my official separation from my husband, I had gone through and done all this journey, understand who I was and what I needed or what my goals and things are. It's not really related to the dreams, but although my dreams were pretty intense during that time period, but journaling is just amazing because it's one of those things where a thought, you'll get a download, you'll just get maybe some divine inspiration and the clarity. And like you said, what you might get a peek into what else you may want to explore or what else might be part of the dream. So love that.
Yeah. And what's really helped me with journaling is to separate out what's really mine versus what I might be projecting outside and identifying what's perhaps expected of me from others versus what's really truly mine. Does that make sense? So yeah, I like how journaling can help you clarify those thoughts and kind of help settle some of that monkey mind as well.
Yeah. So. That's very, very, very true. All right. Let's see what I pulled here for the three cards for this young lady. I pulled from the Sword of Light Oracle deck. It's the Archangel Michael by Radley Valentine. Number 24, prioritize self-care. You do so much for others. It's time for you to experience the love you deserve and let others help you. The next card I pulled was number 2, angels of healing are with you. A time of healing is about to bless your life. Accept Archangel Raphael's emerald green light while you enhance your strength. And number 9, don't give up on love. A relationship you cherish can be healed. Allow me to clear the way for forgiveness so that love can thrive again. How interesting. Very interesting. I'll be very curious to see if any of those cards resonate with the dreamer. So
I can tell you right off the bat, the numbers are significant.
Oh, do tell. I love numbers. So tell me what you get.
Okay. So the first card was a 24. In numerology, 2 + 4 = 6. Six is significant for home, family, beauty, nesting. So again, that brings her right back to finding herself and identifying her values and beliefs and where she feels at home. So very, very interesting. That's awesome. Yes. The number 2, the second card was number 2, which signifies duality. Dreams typically there's a duality within the dream. And what it's doing is it's trying to help you to come to resolution. Okay. So the fact that she has the number 2, clearly this person is trying to figure out, maybe weighing back and forth again in trying to identify themselves or understand their identity and understand their self. Okay. Deep down. And so that's why they're exploring. And then the number 9 in numerology signifies endings.
Yes.
So receiving answers and, getting ready to start the whole cycle over again.
Oh,
so that's really
You can't make this stuff up. It's just really part of being in the flow. Yeah. And it's another opportunity to get more clarity on something as what people take for granted are these dreams. It's just, you can get so much from these different tools. So
it's just you answering yourself, really. So how lovely that this validates what this person's going through. So
and it all comes back to trusting that inner wisdom, that inner guidance, your higher self. So fabulous, Monica. This was fabulous. I would love, for those of you that are listening, please consider sending in a dream snippet, something very short and sweet, just like what Monica read at the beginning of the podcast. And if you want to send that to Laura@lisahsnyder.com. We'll have the link to that in the show notes, and maybe we will draw your name next time for a dream interpretation with some cards. So,
awesome.
So thank you for listening, and thank you, Monica, for joining me today. It has been a pleasure. And until next time, remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Thank you. Amen. Love and blessings. You.